Okay, we're being recorded now. First of all, I'd like you to just tell me your name and your address and what date this is, and then we'll play it back for clarity.
I'm Virginia Smith.
Where do you live?
Oh, 419 Yorkies, Northville.
And today is?
Today is May 31st, 1989.
Okay. Okay, Mrs. Smith, how long have you lived in Northville? Tell me how you happened to be here and a little bit about. Were you born here?
No, I was born in Fenville, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And we came here in 1911. I was 3 years old at the time, and we came because our doctor thought it was a good place to come. He was coming to Redford at that time, and so he thought that would be a good place for Dad. I don't know why, but he did.
Was your dad health bad, or was
no? I don't know why, but he came, and I think maybe he promised him something. He had some property on, Proud Lake. Proud Lake Farm, they called it at that time. And so we lived there, and Dad was to do farming. Well, he wasn't much of a farmer, so he said he couldn't make a living there, so he moved here into town. Of course, I don't remember too much of that because I was too young.
Yeah.
But we moved to Grace Street at that time.
Grace?
Grace. And then two or three years later, we moved up on Hutton and were there quite a few years. I don't remember just how many. But our dad wanted to buy that house, but who owned it didn't want to sell at that time. So he said he was getting to age, he had to buy one. So then he bought the one on Dunlap Street. And that was right near the stores. That isn't why he got it there especially, you know, but... So that's where we lived, and my mother lived there until she died.
So. That is where you, on Dunlap, that is where you lived during your growing up years?
Yes.
Now, your brother told me, I believe, about a house where the Little Italy restaurant is now.
That's on Hutton.
On Hutton. You only lived there for a brief period of time.
Yes, I guess. I can't remember how many years. We must have lived there 5 years at least. And when we lived there, at that time, you could have horses, ponies, and chickens and things like that, you know, in town.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had our ponies, which we kept as long as we could, and our one horse. And then we had geese, and they were kind of like policemen, you know. Anybody that would come to the driveway or anything, well, they'd be right out there honking at them. So that was a nice house. We liked that house better than where we bought finally, but that's the way it was then.
What about your family? What did your family consist of? You had a lot of brothers and sisters, didn't you?
I had five brothers and four sisters. And I can't remember all of them living with us after we moved to here. But I know two of them didn't, but all the rest did. And one sister married just out of school. She had just graduated at Fenville, and she married before she came here.
So they were older.
So they were older, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of the ones you and your family now that you grew up with, which ones were they?
Yeah, it was one we called Dutch. His name was Marcus. And
First of all, maybe we'd better clarify, what was your maiden name? We didn't get that straight.
Oh, yes. That was Litzenberger. Uh-huh. And it was a large family. Everybody got so they knew us because we were a large family, you know. And everyone took part in something around town. So, and then Dad was a blacksmith, so he was well known. At that time, you know, blacksmiths were important.
Yes, they were.
And so...
Where was your dad's blacksmith shop?
Well, he had them two or three different places. The one was right on Center Street, in a brick building there. It was a nice place. And then, and quite large. And later, that was Ely's had an ice-making plant there. And then, I don't know what was in there. There was a meat market in there afterwards.
Is that the site of the... When I came to Northville, it was an Ely's hardware store there, where the unfinished furniture store is now, that's on Center, or Sheldon it is, north of
this was
Maine. So is that where your dad's blacksmith shop was?
It was north, yes. And there was an A&P store. I don't know.
Yes, that
right
would be the place then. Near Arbor Drug.
How long you lived here?
Near Arbor Drug Store? Is that where the shop was?
Well, it was not in the block right there, that way.
Yeah, going
in town.
Going north?
No, going south.
Going south from Arbor Drug Store? Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Then it's not the spot.
No, it was, yeah. And then, later there was other stores along there. There was a grocery store on the corner.
Now, where else was your dad's
blacksmith? Oh, he was on Hutton at one time, when the hotel was, there was a hotel on the corner, and his place was back by the delivery barn, they called it, because they had horses they rented out, you know. And then later, from there, he built one behind our house there on Dunlap. A large one, larger one. So, I can't remember what, when he first moved there, we had just a small one, like a one-car garage. And then, he must have left a little fire in the forge, and that one burned. So then he built this other larger one. So that's where he was last.
Now, what do you remember about Northville as you were growing up then?
Oh, of course we didn't have all the cars we do now, so you could go around skating most of the place you wanted to. I remember especially when they put the cement road in there on Dunlap, and everyone was skating there before they opened it up, you know, to let them. Roller skating. Mm-hmm. Well, then we used to ice skate down on the pond. They call that, we just called it the Mill Pond. Somebody said it was Ford Pond, and I said, well, that was only after Ford bought down there,
it's
which
the same
was years,
place, though.
Years
same
later.
Spot.
Yes.
Where all the geese and ducks are now.
It was, the pond was over there. You know where the Mill Pond is.
Yes,
And we ice skated there. Then we had a hill, when we were on Hutton Street, we had a hill right there. Of course, they've built all down that hill now, and on over, and you could slide down there and go through a fence and onto the creek when it was frozen, and under the road and right over into near that dam.
Oh, what do you mean? By sliding, you mean when there was snow?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Someone else told me about sledding down that hill.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the Rouge River went through down there. I can't figure out how they changed it, the river. I think about that every once in a while. I can't figure out how they changed the river, so it's a different course kind of than what it was. And then down here, or over here, on the curve, there used to be plants. There was a lumber plant there, and there was the one where they made the school seats. And we had, if you lived here that long, you knew about the bridge that went across there that you walked on. You see, they did that road all over. And where that space is, that Handorf's, the doctor had a place there once, right at the bottom of Main Street here, there, across from the new car wash.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pond there. Mm-hmm. And the railroad, or the streetcar track, was built up and went across that. And then over to the south a little bit was your walking bridge, which was a big, high metal bridge. And you could walk across that and then stand there and look down and watch the water all go over the dam there, which was very interesting, we used to think.
I would think so.
Yeah. And then as you used to be, see, my sister lived over here on Plymouth, Northville Road now. And so we used to walk down there a lot. And then when they had the airplane factory there, this is what I remember, and we'd walk along there by it, and you could, the guys would start talking to you because they were down a little bit below the sidewalk, and their windows were just up a little bit, you know. Uh-huh. And they'd all have something to say when you went by. And we always used to think that was the longest walk from our house down to there.
How old would you have been then? Were you a teenager yet, or a little?
I think it was a teenager then. I just see. Yes, it must have been. Mm-hmm. But of course, my sister lived over there just shortly after they came from Fenville, and so we had always walked down that way. And then where that car wash is was a real large house, and I remember the man that lived there, that was the Moffat place. He raised dogs.
The what place?
Moffat.
Moffat?
Mm-hmm. And he raised dogs. Of course, that curved around went right along by his lot and then over to the sidewalk and went over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So they've changed that quite a bit there. So, let's see. Then, of course, we used to go the other way. I had a friend in school, Catherine Wilcox, and the Wilcox house was there where the post office is now. And that was a real pretty old house. Well, I don't say so pretty, but it was all brick and it was quite square like the southern styles were. And I always thought that was the nicest place. And it was large and they had a nice big garden behind and everything. So I was disappointed when they put the post office down there, which I think a lot of people were, but they didn't have anything to say about it, you know. It was just between the city. And I think that is what started the city going down, because no one had to stop in Northville anymore, you know, to get their mail or anything. They just go right on through. So that's what happened. Of course, they got a lot of business now, because there's so many more people. But
were you considered, now at that time, you considered let me get it straight, where the post office is now located, that seems sort of out of town to you.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Out of the way.
Yes,
really.
Out of the way. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It doesn't seem so to us now,
no.
But it did to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. Because, and I said the...
Where was the post office before?
It was on Center Street, along there, Horse Reader's, just beyond Horse Reader's building is, right in there. And they had all the parking behind, at that time, before they moved the post office. And so I don't know, but that was kind of one of those deals, which you don't tell about anymore. But, well, let's see, what else?
Now, you went to North Hill High. What schools did you attend?
Just North Hill schools.
Well, the grade school, the one that later burned down,
mm-hmm.
And then North Hill High?
Yes. And then we, let's see, attended, both, two of them burned, and I had been in both of them. The one, it seems like I started out in the basement of what they called the high school at that time, which was the farthest that way. And that's the one that burned first. Then, I think it did. No, the other one did.
What year did you graduate from North Hill High School?
26.
1926?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we established how old you are now. I forgot to ask you in the beginning.
Oh, I'm 80 now.
80?
Mm-hmm. My last birthday, last year.
Now, you graduated from North Hill High School, and then... What did you do after high school?
I had been working in the bank in summers, at the Latin Bank at that time. We had two banks at that time. And that was before the crash, you know. And so I just went right into the bank full-time then. And my brother was... treasurer at that time, I think township treasurer, and so I was working for him too during the summer sometime, and taking in the taxes and writing up dog licenses and so on. So that was interesting, and so I was busy all the time, but then of course when I got married, when I got pregnant, I had to stop working.
Who did you marry then? Was he a Northville, from a Northville family?
No, he was from Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Leland Smith. And he was running the C.F. Smith store at that time here in town. And that company went out of business years later, but it used to be, you know, there was quite a few of those stores.
Mm-hmm. Where was it located?
That was on the corner of Center and Dunlap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, then during the Depression, of course, after we were married, they got rid of the higher priced men, the managers, and brought in some that would work for a lot less money. So he had to look for other work at that time. So that was difficult, just like everybody else had at that time. So then we moved up on Orchard Drive. Oh, when we first were married, we lived in part of that Legion House building. Legion, American Legion, uptown.
On South Main?
on Center.
Center
and Dunlap, the big house that's there.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
next to Castor Mines?
Yes. Oh, you see, that's been changed.
Uh-huh.
It was turned the other way. Maybe you knew that. It was faced the Center Street with a lovely big old white house with colors and everything.
Uh-huh.
And they had an apartment there, so we lived there for a while. And that was handy to work for both of us. Then we moved up on Orchard Drive for a few years.
Well, what did your husband do after he left the Smiths?
Let's see. I think he went to Ford Motor right after that. That's about the time they were hiring. And so we worked there for a while. Then in the 30s, about 36, I think, he went down to Detroit in the, let's see what office it was, where you have your mortgages and so on. Can't think of the office.
Burton?
No, it wasn't Burton. It was county. Must have been a county office. Register of Deeds.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was. And it worked there for a few years. What did he work for that?
At what point did you open your grocery store? You told me all.
Oh, yes. Just at the end of the war, but we were still getting all those stamps, you know. You had to have stamps for your meat, you know, everything, and for sugar and so on. And that was the Bogart store, and he sold it to him. So then I worked in there off and on.
Now, you told me on the phone, but for purposes of the tape, tell us where that grocery store was and the name of it.
Oh, that was the EMB Food Market on East Main, 108 East Main. And that is now where Gennetti's has his store.
How did it get the name EMD?
Because it was started by E.M. Bogart.
I see. So it was that name before.
So we kept that name.
Uh-huh.
And it had that name until, I think, until Gennetti had it changed.
Now, how long did you run that grocery store?
20 years.
20? Mm-hmm. Did you go in every day?
No, I didn't go every day. Because I had children to look after. And that dad always had to drop them off at one of my sisters.
How many children do you have?
I have five. Two sons and three daughters.
Give me their names and ages if you can. I mean,
I have,
and whether or not any of them still live here or where they live.
Francis is the oldest. He will be, he's 59 now. He'll be 60 in February. And he lives in L.A. right now, California. And, let's see, Sandra, she was the second one. She's 2 years younger than he is. She'll be 58. And she married a Bob Wagon Chute from Plymouth. And they have a couple of businesses that they own in Plymouth. And Janice, Janice Smith. She was married but divorced. She is 55. And she works for the state. She's right now in Detroit. She has to drive to Detroit every day, which
Where's
she hates.
Live?
She lives here with me.
Oh,
right
does
now.
She?
And Carolyn, let's see, she is just 50. And she married Kenneth Beyer. And he has his own business for repairing cars. And then
where do they live?
They live on 9 Mile.
In Northville?
Yes, Northville address. 9 Mile. Just beyond Napier. And she is manager of the real estate one here in Northville. And then Stephen is he is 42, I think. 42. And he married Renee Waldman in Northville. And they live in South Lyon now. And he works in Plymouth. At Chrysler Plymouth dealership. So they all got jobs at least now.
Now, the years that you ran the grocery store, you must have been in a position to observe a lot of changes that took place and a lot of what you can you tell us about that, about Northville during those years.
I haven't thought too much about that. I was working. Of course, everything changed, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then the bank, of course, where I was working before, I had to close. It never opened after that. What did they call it then?
Right.
Depression. And I'm trying to think what went in there after that. Oh, there was the shoe store in there then. So many of the businesses changed. And seemed like they were always going to do so much with that one corner there. You know what they're still talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been that way for years.
Has it?
Yes, I don't understand why they didn't do something before. Because that was a hotel at one time. And I remember going there for dinner off and on. You could stop in there from school and buy candy bars or something and so on. And of course, on beyond that used to be that went up Main Street. And used to be wooden buildings in there, and it was there was a doctor in there and a shoe repairman, and then it I think the what they called delivery service was back there with a drays, you know, horse and car, did you ever have something delivered?
Where was that?
That was up Main Street there on the south side, beyond that vacant corner there. And that was all wooden buildings.
By on the south side on Main, no, was it west of Center?
Yes, list of center.
Was it somewhere near where the Mag store is now?
It was in between there.
Between there and the
corner? And then before Mag's was there, there used to be a house on that corner and a big brick apartment building this side of it. And then there was a big Ford garage there too. So you see they had it going from the dray to the garage.
What sort of things? You said there was a delivery service. What sort of things did they deliver?
I think they'd go to the depot and pick up whatever they had there and whatever had to be delivered someplace.
Oh, where was the depot then?
Right over here on the near where the well is, you know, where everybody stops. Well, it was up. You had to go up steps to get to it, and it was just, you had to cross the track, and it was over there.
Oh, it was on the other side of the track.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. From here.
Yes.
Behind the well.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the well wasn't there at that time.
Could cross then the tracks to get to it. You didn't have to go around.
No, you didn't go around at that time. No.
The steps.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they do, go over the tracks?
I can't remember how the road worked. I don't know. They must have gone around somehow. But I can't remember that bridge being over the road there.
Mm-hmm.
But it must have been some way, because there was that Silver Springs back there where they bottled water and sold in Detroit and around different places.
There was?
Mm-hmm.
Where
and
was
you,
that?
That was behind the depot.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, there's a street that runs through there between those condos, and that's called Silver Springs Drive. And there's a lake over there that's called Silver Springs Lake. Now, that's all fairly recent.
Yes.
But did it get the name from the bottling work?
Yeah, I think so, because it was Silver Springs Bottling.
Is that right? I don't know. Perhaps other people know that, but no one has told me about it.
Yeah. And then you could go up there, or over there to it, and over the spring they had a big glass thing, you know, and you could look down in there and see the water.
So there was a spring over there,
yeah,
but it was on the other side of the track then?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
and there was, saying? See, there was the gravel pit there, was back there.
Uh-huh.
And the pond, so, you know, all the young people knew about it.
Now, you said they bottled water. Gee, I thought that the craze for bottled water was fairly recent. Did a lot of people drink bottled water then?
Mm-hmm. Must have. So that's what they did. It was business for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And, yes, I know they drink bottled water now. That's what we need, I guess.
They say.
Yeah. Well, there was houses back there too before, you know, before they had this subdivision there. I can't think how they got to them. They must have got to them from off 8 Mile. Because there was just one lake back there then.
Uh-huh.
I understand there's more than one, isn't there now?
Uh-huh.
There was just one lake, and it was Curtis Lake.
Curtis Lake.
Uh-huh.
That is now Silver Springs Lake.
Oh, is it?
Yes. And I understand that is, I guess, probably the only freshwater spring-fed lake in the county, they tell me.
Well, yes, it's all right. But now out here on the Taft property, you know, my sister married Taft, married Gerald Taft, and that was his father's and grandfather's farm there on the corner. They had spring water all the time piped into their house.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't have a spring-fed lake, though.
No, they didn't have the lake. They just had that pond down on the corner. Yeah, they moved that up. But I said they knew that was all springs when they started building up there.
One
I mean, they should have known.
One of your sisters married a Taft, then.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Is she still living?
No. No, she died. She was 81. Years ago, and of course the Tafts don't live out there anymore either. They live up at Salem now, her son and his family. And they, at the time, his children had to go to, were supposed to go to, let's see, Novi School, but he got the people out that way to join in with him, and they got taken into the city. Just a certain section there, Tebek Road, I think, is in north in the city. So that's where that took. Then he owned where the Methodist Church is. He owns where the school is. School is on the, out there on Tap Road. And then all that back in there, and then up there on Taft Colony.
What can you tell me about, you mentioned churches, about the churches of Northville back as you were growing up? What churches were here? Which one did you attend?
I always attended Methodist. My grandparents evidently were Methodist, and so and then my grandmother used to come and stay with us in the wintertime after my grandfather died. I don't remember him at all. And so she always went to church, so we always went to church. So we just remember that, you know, we were kids and always went to church. And always did. Until recent years when I haven't gone much. So,
was the Methodist Church, where was it then?
It was there, where the brick one, you know, they sold, built out of town. It was right there.
I think I know, but you need, you know.
Oh, yes, it was right there on Dunlap. Dunlap and Center, or Sheldon, whichever. And where the minister lived was right on the corner. And then the church.
Where were the other churches?
Well, the Baptist Church, as far as I know, was still where it is now. And let's see, Wing and Randolph. And of course, that's been altered quite a bit too, like they all have. Then the Presbyterian is always, as far as I know, where it is now. And Main Street, East Main, and let's see, what was the other churches? Oh, the Lutheran Church too was always there where it is. That's Wing. No, is that still Wing?
No, I don't know.
Let me think what street that is. I think what street that is. But their church is all made over too. Theirs was just a small wooden church, but now it's a big brick church.
What about the Catholic Church?
Well, the Catholic Church is, as far as I know, has always been up there in that subdivision. It's always been up off from West Main and Orchard Drive, but it was just a small church. At one time, they owned the property there where well, it was Detroit Edison Building, but now it's that Standard Federal or something like that. Detroit Federal, which is it? Do you know? I don't know which it is. But that, they own the property.
First Federal? Is it First Federal? Where is it? And then perhaps we can locate it there.
It's on the corner there of Center and Dunlap. On the north corner there.
Mm-hmm. That's fairly,
that was
fairly new bank. Where the new bank has gone in, you mean?
No, the new bank has gone down below that.
Uh-huh.
No.
They owned the property there, the Catholic Church?
The Catholic Church owned the property there. And at the time we lived, I moved on Dunlap Street. There was a foundation there of a house that evidently had burned and it had just left it. And for years it was that way. Well, then later they sold it to this Edison, Detroit Edison Building. That's what that was for years, right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's something else. I don't know what it is. But they never did build it. They built up there in the other place.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the school up there too, you know, along with their church. I can't think of any other churches over here.
Well, I think that pretty well covers most of the major denominations.
Mm-hmm.
What other businesses can you remember were here years ago? You told me about the airplane factory and the one that made church seats, did you say?
Yes, church seats. Or school, whichever. Then they had the Bell Foundry. They made Bell furnaces. And that was in this area, too, right over there, along Katy.
Uh-huh.
And
Bell furnaces?
Bell
did they make bells, too, or not?
I'm trying to think if they did. Yes, they made bells, I think. They must have. Because they were talking about some places still had one of those bells not too long ago.
But they also made furnaces.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see.
Speaking of that, how were the homes heated back then?
Oh, mostly coal and wood. And once in a while, there would be one that had gas in it. But I don't know. Because we rented a house one time that had gas in it. Gas in it. But I had, you know, that was all new to me then. So I didn't think too much about it. I didn't pay much attention to this gas furnace.
Well, it was mostly coal.
Yeah, it was mostly coal.
Now you live very close to him. First of all, how long have you lived in this house?
56 years.
You've lived here 56 years, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 56 years ago, I feel pretty certain the racetrack wasn't here.
Oh, no.
All right, what about that place? What was there?
Well, we used to have, what I remember mostly is the fairs. They had fairs there, the Wayne County Fair, they called them then. And, I can remember going over there. They had bleachers, and because I remember going there when I was still in school, you know, quite young, because I went down there with a neighbor girl. That's the time I remember. And then when they had the fair there, usually you'd have a booth, not like your school class could have a booth there and serve the food. and weren't so fussy then about food. So, so we did that a couple of years, our class did. You had to take your turn, you know, doing the dishes and everything. And of course, they had horse racing, but it wasn't right now.
It was in connection with the fair.
Yeah.
What else did they have at the tracks when the fair wasn't on?
That's the only thing, I call it track. I don't think they had anything there.
Did they?
No, not that I remember of at all.
It was mainly the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Unless they'd had a circus. Once in a while they'd have a circus come. Or a carnival. You know, that was just the main kind of things we had there during those years.
How long has the racetrack been here, do you know? In other words, when did the fairgrounds become a commercial racetrack?
Kept expanding. They even, you know where the river comes down there, and there was the bridge there. I don't know if you've ever been over that bridge that went on Beale Street down.
Is that the one that's
closed now?
That's closed now.
Where they cemented or put tile, big tile or something. And that river runs all the way across there before it, way over here. And you'd think they'd have trouble sooner or later with that. And they talk about how the Rouge River is so polluted. You'd think something would get caught in there.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, I guess it hasn't. I thought that was odd. Runs right underneath everything over there.
What sort of things, when you were growing up, did you do for fun, for recreation? What was here for the young people to do, other than you just told me about sledding and sliding down the hill and that kind of thing? What else was here?
I can't remember much of anything being here.
Was the theater here?
Oh yes, we had the theater. Oh, and we had used to have the before the first theater burned, which was on East Main on the north side there. They had a hall back there, what they called the Maccabee Hall at that time. But I guess the foresters and all the different ones could use it. And they have something there every once in a while that you could go to. And they even had a skating rink back there, too, at one time.
Hmm.
And
ice skating or roller skating?
Roller skating. Roller skating.
And where would that have been?
Right behind the theater.
Right behind where the theater is now?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then somewhere along there, well, must have been past the theater. I have to stop and think where the theater is, right next to the bank, isn't it? That was rebuilt. That was rebuilt, see, from the old theater. So this was behind the old theater.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the same building or a separate building?
In the same building.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to go back along between the bank and the building to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any community building. That was more like a community building there.
Well, when you were dating, for instance, maybe you can think back on when you were going with your husband, what sort of things you did.
Maybe we just went to theater someplace, if I remember. Some places you could go to eat and they would have to dance. Dance. Well, there was dance. Oh, that's the main thing, is the dance hall.
Oh.
Only it wasn't here in Northville. It was up at Wald Lake, and that's where everybody congregated. Up at Wald Lake at the Castellana. They didn't call it the casino, or did they?
Pavilion, I believe.
Which it was they called it. Because we could go dancing.
You had a card? Did the family have a card then?
Yes, we had a card.
And your husband, to be, had a card?
Mm-hmm. But before that, I don't know, I guess we just went for walks, you know.
Was there not a dance hall in Northville?
No.
No?
Okay. Some of the churches didn't even believe in it then, you know. We're supposed to dance. Well, I'm not there yet. Couldn't remember, but...
I think you are. As the more you go along, you'll probably think of things later.
Different ones had parties, you know, of the even the different classes we would get invited to. We had a party at their home or something, and get togethers. And in the wintertime, we used to go